I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Southern Caucasus, Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement to end 6 weeks of heavy fighting. Armenia will surrender territory and withdraw its military from contested areas. The human cost of all this maneuvering has been enormous. At least 2,000 soldiers and civilians have died, with the actual number likely being much higher. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association says,
so even though the ceasefire may be in place, 50% of the population, as I understand, has been displaced. That's an estimated 72,000 people, of which I think a majority of them are in Armenia. So we're trying to rush aid to them. We've been able to help with over 500 people, and we hope to be able to help more in the days ahead.
Pray many would embrace the hope of Christ in this dark time. And the deaf community is often forgotten when it comes to reaching people with the gospel. But a new partnership between Deaf Harbor and Door International provides resources to sign language translation teams. Door's Rob Meyer says,
when we think about, as Christians, how saturated our lives are with God's word, many deaf people don't have any access to that at all because the translation is not available in their heart language.
Door's goal is to raise awareness about the immense need for all deaf communities to have access to Scripture. Pray for the acceleration of these resources to reach local translation teams and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Because of the urgency of the gospel, because we want to see deaf people's lives transformed, they have to have access to God's word in their heart language.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.